Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God is awesome, awesome, and awesome. Well, today is a special, special day. I have a wonderful guest with me, two actually, Pastor Jill. She's sitting here in the studio today, and Randy Joshua Ruiz. What a powerful name, huh? Joshua. Joshua said, we can take the land. I want to give you just a little bit of history about Randy. You know, he is 44 years old. He's a Native American and Mexican. Well, don't fall out of your chair now. He has 18 kids. Whoa, somebody said. Well, Randy, I'm going to have him share a little bit of his story, and he's a miracle of God's grace. We titled this Amazing Grace with Randy. And when you understand why we titled that, because you know what? His life is filled with the amazing grace of God. Well, let me just share a little bit. Thank God that his praying grandmother and grandfather, they knew how to touch heaven, and they prayed and prayed and prayed for this young man. And he's going to share a little bit of his story, and I'm going to have him go all the way back a little bit where it all kind of started, about your mom and dad. Randy, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hello. Thank you for having me here, Dr. Luana and Pastor. Thank you for allowing me to share a little bit of my testimony, and hopefully I can reach somebody out there and let them know that God's for real. And God, He is a living God, and He does change your life.
Amen. Yeah. I like that. Well, tell me a little bit about your mom and dad and what happened when you were younger.
Well, I was born a heroin baby, so I never had my mother and my father. So I was living with my father's grandparents till basically from 1 to 11 till my grandmother died in a car accident.
Oh my goodness.
So those years were just like kind of like a blur, but growing up with them, I knew what heroin was by the time I was 4 years old. We used to hide my uncle's needles in his beer bottles and stuff them under the clubhouse.
Wow.
He would pull me aside and talk about about stuff he did in Vietnam, which was not very nice, which a lot of people don't even know about. So like at 5 or 6 years old, I'd come home from school and my grandpa, my uncle would just pull me aside and all drunk and tell me the horrible, heinous things they would do in Vietnam. Well, that was my growing up.
You were so young to be listening to all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it had implications on me when I got older until I started talking to a counselor. And when I told the counselor about all the stuff that my uncle would tell me, he just started crying and said that no kid should ever be susceptible to living in hearing stuff like that.
So your mother was a heroin addict?
Yes, yes.
And your dad, yeah. He was also a heroin addict?
Yes. My dad's 20 years clean. My mom, by the grace of God, she's got 3 years clean.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What a miracle of God's grace. Mm-hmm. So then here you are as a young boy, all of a sudden you're hearing all this garbage. And then about what age were you when you ended up starting to do drugs, and how you, I know there was a time in your life where that you stepped over to that step of rebellion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Share that a little bit.
Well, moving with my grandparents, my dad's side, went to my grandma's side. They were Christian preachers.
Uh-oh.
So they got, I learned the word from them. I learned the church, and I heard about Jesus Christ. Started going to church, started doing good, and then I got shipped to boarding school, and that's when I took my turn down.
Oh, my. Now, did they send you to a boarding school because they, what, were you kind of first homeschooled, and then they said you need something better, or was it because you were a hard kid at that time?
I was starting to go down that road already.
Okay,
being naughty, and so I got shipped to North Dakota.
How old were you when they shipped you off to boarding school?
I think I was like 12 or 13, 12.
Oh boy, yeah. The most influenced in, oh my goodness, that's an age of great influence. Okay, so here now you are rejected. Here mm-hmm. you're tossed into a boarding school. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I got worse. When you're with the, there was a Native American boarding school. So those are kind of like more, that's where they send the government have set up schools for the kids. So 299 other bad kids.
Oh,
I followed
no.
suit.
Oh, no.
I got worse. You know, I started.
Did you fight?
Oh, I fought. At that school, the first day I got there, I got in the first fight. And then I fought every day, if not every 2 or 3 days, for the next 3 or 4 months.
Oh, my goodness. So what happened? Did they put you in solitary confinement?
Yeah, there was a little solitary confinement, but I rebelled. I escaped, and then I would AWOL and started using drugs at that age, not really hardcore, but that's where I started off with the soft stuff.
That was smoking pot.
Yeah, smoking pot and drinking.
So here you ran away at 12, 13 years old from the boarding school mm-hmm. in a place where you really didn't, North Dakota?
Yeah, North Dakota.
Oh my goodness. I would hate to have been in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Brzezinski, it's freezing cold there. So what happened when you ran away? You just...
I would go to end up meeting people there. Then I would go to their house and start doing drugs, and then I'd go back, and it was a constant cycle. And the real stuff didn't start happening till I started living with my mom when I came back.
Oh boy!
So
your mom ended up going to the boarding school and bringing you back out?
No, I stayed there. I went there for 2 years, and then I came back. And then my grandma's like, okay, your kids are too much. You're going with your mom.
So what happened then?
That's when I really started dabbling, because it was in the Coachella Valley, and growing up in Indio and Coachella. At that time in the 90s, it was just really bad. There was crime rate was through the roof. There was a shooting every night. Growing up thinking I didn't have a father, so this is growing up in the streets. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to be. This is what a man's supposed to be. I had nobody to tell me anything. My mom would try to tell me, but I'm like, this is all right. I'm all gas, no brakes.
It's like the, what's it say? It's like telling the, what is it? Telling the kettle. I can't remember that saying.
Yeah, call the kettle black. Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. when she's doing heroin she's doing everything she's doing and trying to tell you not to do it.
Yeah.
So. You know, oh my goodness. So then you ended up, I know there was a time where you were doing drugs, and then all of a sudden you begin to, were you selling drugs?
I was selling drugs. I was hanging around. I don't know if you know the term. You have adults in Spanish, where the guys and the Mexicans have the guy who calls all the shots in the valley.
Wow.
I was hanging around him, going and collecting and taxing and doing just stuff that you shouldn't be doing, you know? So that's at 15, I got introduced to that already.
Oh my goodness! At 15, you were running. See, there are young kids listening right now, Randy. What do you want to tell them about that?
I'm gonna tell you right now. I should be dead plenty of times. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've done those things too. By the grace of God, like, I should be doing time in prison, like, a lot more. God didn't have that plan for me.
Amen.
For the youngsters, it looks cool. It might look cool. You look cool to your friends, and they're selling you a dream. It's not what it is. Do not fall for it. If I would have known, being a man is taking care of your family. Taking care of your family, giving your life to God, that's where it's at. There's no life in doing something for somebody else that don't care about you, don't care what your life or what you're doing. They don't care. That life, they don't care about you. Yeah, they might show you a fake love, like, oh, yeah, we got you, and you're the homie, and you're doing good. It's not. It's all fake.
Amen. You know? Amen. So there was a time where you ended up at a certain age where they caught you, and you ended up, were you in detention center, or did you go straight to jail, or did you go to prison? Which one?
I did, after like the 15, I did years in juvenile hall. Got out, went to another rehab, end up AWOLing from there, and then when I turned 18.
You were always running. Yeah. Looking empty, looking for something. Yeah. So then you became 18, and then what happened?
My 20s was just, I was running and gunning.
Still doing drugs.
Still womanizing. Still womanizing, violence, everything under the sun. Just doing things I shouldn't be, just my house getting raided, getting high, just running around. Like, there was a point in my life where, in my 20s, well, I think I was 21, I told my mom, I'm gonna throw a birthday party. She's like, for what? Because I'm still alive. That was my mentality.
Wow.
I had a gun everywhere I went, and I wasn't scared to use it, and people knew that. I threw a party every 2 years, like, hey, mom, I'm still alive. Like, man.
So you were waiting for death. You figured that lifestyle, you were going to be dead. Yeah. Anyhow, let me ask you this. Did you see a lot of people die in that
lifestyle? I've seen a lot of stuff. I'm not going to say too much about that, you know. But I've seen a lot of things I'm not going to speak on that.
All right. Yeah, I hear you. So when you had your first kiddo, how old were you?
I was 20.
You were 20 years old. Wow. So you end up in prison. How long were you in prison?
I didn't get to prison until I was 30. Okay. And then from my 30s, like from 30 to 33, and then from 36 to 39. Wow. 36 to 39.
Okay, so all of that craziness, now you're in prison. In between that time, between when you had your first kiddo to when you went into prison, how many kiddos had you had by that time?
Well, from that time, no, they were all in my 20s. And then I had another one while I was, from the years I didn't go back to prison, I had another one. But all my kids were in my 20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now you're in prison. Now tell how you got saved.
How I got saved? When I got saved.
You got an amazing wife.
Yes.
Let me just share real quick. Just want to let you know how I met Randy. I probably should share. They came up to the prayer mountain, him and his beautiful wife, to pray and spend some time in prayer with their group and their church. And I met Randy, and I gave him and his wife a tour around the prayer mountain. And, you know, the prayer mountain is 25 acres. And we knew that the LA fires were there, and we had gone through the witch fire. I can't remember all the different fires, but we saw that and I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get this prayer mountain in the areas where we don't have our little cabins. I need to get it all prepared and fireproof. So as I'm showing Randy and his beautiful wife, Rashonda, we're in my little golf cart and I'm giving them a tour, and Randy looks and I said, you know, I'm hoping to get this all cleaned up for safety for fire. And all of a sudden he says, you know what? I did that. I did fire clearing when I was in jail. I had a team. He goes, I'm going to take that on. And you know what? And he did. He wasn't just talk. He came out there, got his chainsaws. We got our team together. And I'm telling you what, It's amazing the work that they did. But what I really, really saw was the humility. We're talking a big, strong man. You don't understand. When you may hear his voice and he sounds pretty rough, but he's a strong man, long hair, held back in ponytails, native, tattoos. And his wife is just this really sweet, kind, beautiful princess. And when you look at those two and you think, wow, the Spirit of God is all over them. Now, share how you got saved. What, she really helped you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Share that.
It was about a couple years back, 2 years back. I was still in my drug abuse. One day I woke up at my mom's and told her, you know, I'm done. She looked at me like, okay, sure, you know? So I got clean. Then started, and I seen her, because I've known my wife for 15 years.
Wow.
For 15 years, we've known each other. She's a good friend of my family. She was best friends of my sister, and then my whole family loves her. So when we got together, I was living in Paula already, Indian Reservation, and she was up here in San Diego at a halfway house. So I just told her, let's go to start going to NA meetings. So that's what we did. Then little by little, just like, you know what, we started going. Shout out to my church. I go to Victory Outreach, Temecula. Shout out to Pastor Chris and Sister Anna and Pastor Rudy and Sister Elaine. We started, it was actually an accident that we went there. We asked my wife's cousin, like, where do you go to church out here? And she goes, oh, I go to Victory Outreach, Temecula. So, okay, we'll meet you there. Well, when we went there, she didn't go.
That's
so
funny.
You know what I mean? It's not and now that I know, it wasn't an accident, it was God. You know what I mean? So that's what we made our, we went there, we felt the Holy Ghost, and boom, we made that our church.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then after started going there, me and my wife got saved again, and we started going there. My wife knows the Lord too. She's a warrior. She's a prayer warrior from the heart, you know? Like, and that, you know what, she reminds me so much of my grandma, because my grandma used to get up early too and start praying 5-6 o'clock in the morning, you know. And that's how we got saved, and we've been going at it strong.
Wow. So she has how many kids did she have?
She has five.
She has five kids, and you have?
I have 12, and we have one on the way, praise God.
And one on the way. That is so awesome. You know what's wonderful is that Jesus, He's the restorer.
Yes.
He's the giver of life.
Amen.
You know, there are so many young people out there that are listening to this program, and there are even people that are listening to this program in the prison. What do you want to tell those prisoners behind? I've received letters from the prison of people that are listening every day to our program. What do you want to tell them? What encouraging word do you want to tell them?
I've been there. And they if they're sitting there listening, that's not the place to be. God can change things. He's a God of impossible. He can make things possible. Don't let that lifestyle, that prison lifestyle, suck you in and be like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm supposed to be at. No, it's not. You know, God has plans for every one of us, and if He's chosen you, run with it. Don't be disobedient and not do calling. You know, you can do it. If God has plans with you, just have faith and run with it.
They can serve God even in the prison.
Oh, yes, they can.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's what I was thinking. There's so many that you have a specific amount of time in that prison. But I want you to know something. You can be free even in the prison.
Amen.
Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is the purpose, and Jesus is the reason that we live and move and have our being. The Bible says, lest a man be born again, he'll never even see the kingdom of heaven. To be born again by the Spirit means, Jesus, I am a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Change me. Transform me. And you know what? What God did for Randy, He can do for you. Today, Randy lives with his beautiful wife. God's blessed them. Share all of God's blessings over your life, Randy.
Well, first of all, my life, because like I said earlier, I didn't think I was going to get past 20. You know, I got 12 beautiful children. He's moving in our life. Let me see. There's a lot. Like my wife's family, my family are coming to see. Like, we planted that mustard seed, knowing that okay, if my brother, if my son, or my cousin, or just this guy I know that used to be terrible. It used to be a walking, people used to, he used to walk in, people would be like, dang, how's he gonna act today? Is he gonna be tripping on me? Like, if I can change, anybody can change. I was the worst of the worst, period. Nobody wanted to be, my family didn't want to be around me. Nobody wanted to be around me. Like, I got a beautiful wife, and together we make a really good couple. You know what I mean? She's strong where I am weak, and I'm strong where she is weak. We were one.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Our kids, little by little, starting to come and see, like, oh, they want to come to church with us every once in a while. Like, it's moving. He's moving. If I could say one thing, if I can change, anybody can change. It's never too late. Give your life to God, and like I said, follow through with him, you know?
Amen. Now, Randy, if you could gather all your kids right now, maybe all your kids will have an opportunity to listen to this. What do you want to tell them? What do you want to tell them? I'm sure you've had some regrets. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've broken their hearts at times. What do you want to tell them?
That I love them first and foremost, and I'm sorry for anything I've done. More than three quarters of my kids are mad at me, and I understand why. I was a bad person at one time, but I'm not that person no more.
Amen. Amen. I like the Bible says that God will restore the years of the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the canker worm, and what the devil thought for bad, God will turn for good. And I'm believing God, he's going to bring your whole family together. Every one of your children are going to be rejoicing, lifting their hands and praising God.
Amen.
You know, that's the God that we serve. You know, when we least expect it, we saw Pastor Jill had a vision for her family. Really quick, you got 1 minute. How your whole family.
I just want to say about God's mercy over Randy, Dr. Luana. That just amazes me, because I can picture all his kids listening to this program. This is their divine appointment, because God has mercy, and he will cuddle you, he will hold you, he will help you, he will guide you, just like he did Randy, and he will make your life brand new. Like Randy said, he's not the same person. You won't even recognize yourself if you surrender to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to my program today, and I'm Dr. Luana. I want to thank you so much for listening and being here. And this is only day one. We have another day. We're going to have Randy stick around and share a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited all that God is doing. And it's true, Pastor Joe said, what the devil thought for bad, God will turn for good. And one day you're going to see Randy as a powerful, powerful preacher, a man of God preaching the word, and seeing lives changed, redeemed, and set free by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says they took the land by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. Randy, you have a powerful testimony. I'm excited. We're going to listen to your a little bit more tomorrow as well. So I want you to make sure you stay tuned and catch tomorrow's program as well. We're going to have Randy here for 2 days, and you know, he's going to go a little bit more in depth about, you know, just learning about God, and, you know, just how he, you know, how he had to renew his mind, and how he had to really fight to get through the past, and how God has just helped him walk through that shadow of the valley of death. I'm telling you, it's a miracle of God's grace. He made it past 21, like he said to his mother. His mom has been clean now for 3 years. That's a miracle. His dad, 20 years. That's a miracle in itself. But guess what? Through Randy, they're going to all get saved, born again, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Really quick, what do you want to tell them? Real fast. You got 30 seconds.
We serve a living God, and he's here to help you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Stay tuned for tomorrow. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Our God is a good God. Now, I want you to know something. You can write to us if you have a son that's in prison, you have a son or a daughter that needs help. You write to us. How? I'm glad you asked that. Log on to atouchfromabove.org. You can see my email. Write to us. We care about you. We will help you. I'll get one of my books into that prison cell. We can help them with a Bible, whatever they need. We're here to help you. Amen. I love you. God bless you. I'm Dr. Luana. Thank you. And stay tuned for part 2.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer. Large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.